With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There are now more than 1,000 cases of coronavirus across North Texas. And today, two more people have died. KRLD's Austin York has details from Dallas County.
The man was in his 40s and found dead in his Dallas home. He was reported to have other high-risk chronic health conditions. He is the 11th person to die in the county because of the virus. The county is also reporting 61 additional cases, bringing their total to 549. Judge Clay Jenkins is concerned with the amount of people hanging out in grocery stores and other essential retailers in an effort just to get out of the house.
It's a slap in the face of those supply workers, those grocery store workers, and those Home Depot workers for you to go hang out at the place where they have to and be essential business.
Hospitalizations in Dallas County have been increasing, with about two-thirds being over the age of 60 or having at least one known high-risk chronic health condition. Austin, York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Meantime, a third person in Denton County has passed away.
All the deaths in Denton County have occurred in the last 5 days, and the latest victim was a female in her 60s who was a resident of the unincorporated area of the county. The county is also reporting 26 more cases today for a total of 191. The epicenter of the outbreak in Denton County is the Denton State School, where 49 residents and 22 staff members have tested positive. Of all the current cases in the county, 38 are being treated in hospitals. Denton County also says 35 have recovered. John Little, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Some clarification out of Collin County on what the emergency declaration says and what individual mayors can do about it. KRLD's LP Phillips joins us live with the latest.
Kristen, there had been some confusion over Collin County Judge Chris Hill's directive last week that citizens need to stay home unless they need something essential, then considering all businesses essential. McKinney's mayor, George Fuller, considered those guidelines too loose and implemented tighter restrictions that everyone shelter in place. That led to a court challenge by one businessman who said the county's rules should override the city. Today, Hill told the commissioner's court that's not exactly right.
That it has always been my intention to allow the cities and the mayors the room to implement their own guidelines in addition to mine, just like the Governor Abbott has allowed counties to have room to implement our own guidelines.
A judge said she would rule on that request for a temporary restraining order tomorrow. It's not clear how this clarification may affect that decision. Reporting live, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Some people in Fort Worth ignored the order of no large gatherings over the weekend, so now the city's Office of Emergency Management is taking action. KRLD's Andrew Greenstein has a story.
Over the weekend, there were large gatherings at public basketball courts and volleyball courts in Fort Worth. This despite orders by the city and county barring public gatherings of any size and to maintain social distancing. So now, until further notice, those basketball and volleyball courts are closed.
There will be some of the rims removed so that there's no way that you can play basketball on those courts.
Mike Drivdahl with the Fort Worth Office of Emergency Management says people forced the city's hand on this one.
We felt the need to make it a little bit more clear to everybody that we are serious about social distancing and no gatherings.
Drivdahl says there are still no plans to arrest anyone who's part of a large gathering against the city's and county's orders. Rather, police are out to educate folks as to why it is of utmost importance to maintain social distancing. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.